And good Friday evening, everyone. And welcome to high school football coverage on KMTS. I'm Ron Milhorn, along with Jack Jabor. We are live from Stuebler Memorial Field, the Glenwood Demons, in the 2011 regular season home finale. The Demons and the Panthers of Delta High School. Delta coming in with a 2-3 league record, 4-4 overall. Glenwood 3-2 in the league, 4-4 overall. And the Demons have been on a roll of late, winning their last three games. Of course, beating Eagle Valley last week, 28-7. Previous week, they beat Steamboat Springs, 43-0. And ruined Moffat County's homecoming, 34-14. The Demons bouncing back after a rough start to the season. Unfortunately, some of the tough losses they took were against Palisade and Battle Mountain, and that kind of put them in the hole as far as getting to the playoffs. They still have a slim chance, but things are going to have to play in their favor. Obviously, win tonight. See what Palisade does with Rifle tonight at Stoker Stadium. We'll be keeping track of that game. And also see what Battle Mountain does, how they finish out. But the Demons, a few weeks ago, we never would have thought they would have had a chance at all. They just did not look good. But at halftime of the Battle Mountain game, Coach Rocky Whitworth decided to make a change at quarterback, and it has made all the difference, as Travis Lundeen has really been on a tear of late at quarterback, has opened things up. John Forrestall found a new position, tight end, and some at nose guard, so he's contributing. And tonight it is senior night. John Forrestall, one of those seniors and one of the fine players with the Glenwood Demons. 16 seniors this year, and they were all introduced. And let's take a listen as Mike Wild introduced 16 players and their families. And welcome back to Stuebler Memorial Field. Ron Milhorn and Jack Jabor, the Glenwood Demons.
They'll be defending the south goal.
And the Delta Panthers. Glenwood in their red jerseys, white pants, newly purchased white pants, looking sharp on a very cold night. Game time temperature in the upper 20s. Delta Panthers, their white jerseys and green pants, green helmets with a big white D. Panthers won the toss, deferred.
Please sit back, relax, and enjoy. They decided to take the ball.
They're taking the ball. Okay.
High School, Stuebler, Royal Field.
That's kind of unusual. Most teams defer.
It is.
I think they wanted to get the ball, see if they can score first. Panthers really have no chance at the playoffs. Glenwood actually has a pretty good chance. If Palisade wins tonight, Glenwood beats Rifle next week, they're in. And oddly enough, the Bears are out after being undefeated and ranked all season.
Deep to receive for Delta, Chris Black. And Taylor Smith. Smith, pretty good speed, has three
Zach
touchdowns
Collins
on the year. He's a
the
wide receiver.
Field to start this contest. Back deep to receive.
Andy Carbajal, who assumed the kicking
one,
duties
Taylor
a couple
Smith
weeks ago,
number 19, Jaden
will kick off. Demons will be going, defending the north goal. Going our left to right. Each team 4-4, Demons 3-2 in the league. Here's the kick. Carball, the lefty, oh man, puts it up about 20 yards, and it's going to go out of bounds around the 30.
That ball goes out of bounds at about the 20.
Well, not a good way to start.
Flag on the play.
Well, some teary-eyed parents.
The Panthers will take over first.
They were escorted by their senior boys. 16 seniors on this Glenwood team. It's a ceremony that we've seen many times.
First and 10.
Roses
Panthers
handed out to the moms, and each player received a very nice plaque and lovely inscription on it. Here we go. Time to play some football. Delta has the ball. The quarterback is Mitch Whiteside. Pretty good arm. Two in the backfield. Smith goes in motion. Whiteside, die play over the right guard
number 24,
Alex Standish.
Stacked up by
100 carries on the year, 661 yards coming into this
and
game.
Barham.
Five touchdowns.
Pick up of 5 yards on the play. We'll bring up second
down. Barham on the tackle for Glenwood. Gain of four. Second down and six at the 40. Their own 40. Wide left is Ryan Whiteside, the quarterback's brother. Same formation. Smith in motion. This time a die play to the left. And following his blockers for a first down near midfield is Standish.
Low and Simmental on the hit.
Check that. That
good
was Zach Decker.
Down. Pickup of 9 yards on the play out to the 49-yard line. First
Decker.
10 Delta from the 49.
Averages over 5 yards a carry. One touchdown scored this year. 78 carries, 415 yards. Ball at the 49-yard line of Delta. First and 10, Panthers. Die play right side. They're going left. They're going right.
Standish again with
it's
the
getting
carry.
4 or 5 yards of crack. Standish with
initial
the carry that time.
Play by Simmental.
He's into Glenwood territory. Gain of 4, second down and 6. At the Glenwood 47-yard line. Demons are vulnerable to the big play. This time a die play up the middle. Big yards for Zach Decker, and Decker
number
crossed the 40
to
down to the 39 of Glenwood.
Zach Decker,
boy, if he put on any kind of move at all, he'd have gotten another big chunk of yardage. He was covering up the ball like he's a fullback, just trying to make a first down.
Ben Johnson, the head coach for the Delta Panthers, and he's just going with old-fashioned smash-mouth football. First and 10, Panthers. Decker and Standish, wide side under center. And movement before the snap, that's going to be a 5-yard penalty. Both Standish and Decker kind of slowly came out of their stance, sort of anticipating the count. Bill Zambelli, the referee tonight.
Procedural penalty, we'll move the ball back 5 yards. Bring up first and 15.
So first and 15 for the Panthers. We're keeping track of scores around the Western Slope, 3A and 2A tonight. The big game, of course, Rifle and Palisade, that's Stoker. No score. 10:24 to go first quarter. Mitch Whiteside, a junior, under center. Die play. No, he's going to keep it, and he's going to be brought down by Rigo Garcia, one of the seniors being celebrated tonight. And Whiteside dropped for a loss. Rigo Garcia in there quickly.
2 yard loss.
The way Delta opened this game makes you wonder why they've lost three league games.
Saw them against Aspen in 0 week back in August.
But what just happened, a procedure penalty just when they picked up a couple of first downs and then a loss of about 6 yards, or a couple of yards rather.
Second and 17 for the Panthers at the Glenwood 46. Whiteside under center, pitch play, sweep to the left side. Here comes Decker looking for blockers. And nice defensive response up there to make the tackle.
Zach Decker with the carry picks up
was Austin Tribble.
And actually Michael Mills is the one that kept him from getting outside and turning the corner. So good combination play. A couple of players doing their jobs out on the outside.
Gain of 5, third down and 11 for the Panthers. Mitch Whiteside, we'll probably see his arm here. He's got a pretty good arm. He likes to hook up with his brother. Ryan Whiteside, we'll see what he does. Two in the backfield, rolling to his right is Whiteside. Throws, incomplete, almost picked off.
Intended
for Taylor Smith. He's the number one target, 24 catches on the year, 389 yards, three touchdowns.
Just outside the 40-yard line.
It's fourth and 11, and Delta will have to punt it away. Smith, a pretty good-sized target, about 6'2".
That ball was just overthrown. Smith could have caught it had it been
Mills
lower.
Mills back to receive for the Demons. Back to punt.
And Chris Lopez is a do-everything kind of guy. He's all over the field. He's the punter. Mills back to receive the punt. Lopez gets it away. End-over-end punt. Mills is going to let this thing bounce at the 6.
That ball will be spotted down at the 6-yard line.
No that's score. 8:48 to go Smith, first quarter.
One.
Glenwood and Delta.
First and 10 from the 6.
Which the Demons will close out the regular season next week against the Rifle Bears. The fifth-ranked and undefeated Bears. He's going into tonight's game with Palisade. So the Demons, their backs to the goal at the 6-yard line after that punt. Travis Lundeen, the quarterback. Henry Hill, the running back. Tribble in motion. Handoff to Hill. Big hole on the right side across the 10 to the 11-yard line.
Number 21.
Tackle made by Chris Black.
The 10-yard line.
That was a huge hole on the right side.
Yeah, but one guy got a hold of his ankle. Otherwise, he gets a lot.
Gain of 7.
Pick up a 6, second and 4 for the Demons from the 14.
Make it 2nd and 4. A gain of 6 there for Henry Hill. Giving the Demons a little breathing room. This time Hill to the right of Lundeen in the shotgun. 3 receivers to the left. Travis takes the snap, drops it, picks it up. He's got to run it. He got managed to get to the 14-yard line.
Back to the initial line of scrimmage, had a little bit more.
It's going to bring up third and short.
The
snap was a little bit low and to his left. He alertly just picked it up and picked up 2 yards. Third and two.
Third and a long.
No score. 7:56 to go. First quarter.
Outside the 14-yard
Cam line. Avery, one of the seniors tonight, and Austin Tribble, wide right, one receiver to the left. Double fake, keeper by Lundeen. He's got the first down.
Lundeen with the carry.
Fake to the sweep man Mills. Fake to Hill. Froze the linebackers, and Lundeen takes it for the first down.
Or Denny
checking in.
First down, first and 10 from the 16.
His mom, Ann, wiping a tear from her eye as she came across. I got to talk to her for a second.
And I assume Connor must be okay. He was taken out of that game last week.
Yeah. First and 10 Demons with their own 17. Lundeen takes the snap. Hands it off to Hill. Big hole up the middle. Bounces off one defender. Bounces off another. Trips up. Tripped up and falls.
He
gets to the 27-yard line.
Out to the 27.
He was just bouncing off players. And we talked to Henry after last week's win over Eagle Valley. Just a cute kid. You know, he was just
first
a baby-faced kid. But he runs tough.
Well, what I found funny was that he said he had to gain 20 pounds in order to be a running back this year, because he only weighed 135 last year as a receiver.
First to 10 Demons, their own 27. Lundeen with a snap, bobbles it, throws it to complete to Avery, finds some blockers. Avery going across the field to the 30 and finally knocked down at the 31.
15, Avery.
And tackled there by Alex Standish.
Some nifty moves by Cam. He was kind of, it was almost like a flag football tackle. He was sort of pushed to the ground from the side.
From the 32.
But he did some nice cutback moves just to get what he got.
Got five, second and five for the Demons. No score, 6:45 to go first quarter. Ball at the Glenwood 32-yard line. They're going left to right. Keith Winkler's wide left. Ball at the right hash mark. Lundeen takes the snap, keeps it after the fake, and he's hit hard. And he picks up a first down. He gets to the 37-yard line.
84 yards on the play, stacked up by number 27 of the Panthers.
We talked about it a lot last week, but Lundeen is really the key to the Glenwood running game. Since he started to run the football last week, he gained 89 yards.
Official timeout for a measurement.
Officials are going to call timeout to measure.
It has just opened things up in a big way for Glenwood.
Yes.
And, of course, you know, with Stonehouse and Jacob in the last, 6 years or so, they've been running quarterbacks too, and that's out of that spread offense. It's really helped.
Stretch the chains here, and it is a first down for Glenwood by the half a length of the ball. Got you covered. Invite you to celebrate the season with generous rebates on select styles of Hunter Douglas window products. Through December 12th, get rebates up to $300 plus additional federal tax credits up to $500 on select honeycomb shades. For all the details, call Gotcha Covered today, 945-4010, 945-4010. No score. Another first down for the Demons. 6:13 to go, first quarter. Mills in motion. Fake the handoff to Hill. Back to throw is Lundeen. Throws complete to Cam Avery. And Avery across the 45.
That's
close to another first down. He got 9 yards.
On the play out to the 46
second
yard
and
line.
One.
I love the way Avery comes to the football. He doesn't wait for the ball to get to him, but he'll take a step or two towards it, grab it, and then start making some moves.
Second and yard and a half. Fake hand off to Mills or to Henry Hill. He's got the first down.
Picks up 2 yards.
They fake
on
it to Mills and then hand it off to Hill. Mills
Williams
to Hill. And that, that's harder than it looks because that sweep guy comes by, and if you don't pull it out quickly, you could fumble that ball. That's the danger. But Lundeen executes it nicely. 5:30 to go in the first quarter. No score. Demons on the march. Another first down. Throw in 48. Three receivers to the left. Travis takes the snap, throws a little hitch pass, and it is, should have been dropped by Mills.
Well, it might have been.
But he caught it. He caught it and unfortunately lost 3 yards.
Second and 13.
So they did call that a completion.
Yeah.
I thought it bounced.
He would have been wise to just drop it. But I think he might have thought, well, if the case is a lateral.
Well, it was definitely forward.
Yeah. So second and 12.
So
the receiver to the right
is 3 for 3, but he'd been better off.
Back to throw, Travis Lundin. He's going to keep it. Puts on a nice move, gets a block. Great block from Mills. Spin move across the 50. Oh, Michael Mills came up and just rocked. A defensive end who thought he was going to make a tackle. Mills just came up and rung his bell.
Yeah, it was a nice, basically a crackback block, and it earned him about another 3-4 yards.
That got some oohs and ahs from the crowd. No score. Fast-moving first quarter. 4:20 left in the first. Demons on the march. 3rd down and 7. Big play here.
They've really been balanced. Hills carried 3 times. Lundin 4 and 3 completions.
Winkler to the near side. Travis Lundin with a snap. Back to throw. Has time. Sets up. Pump fake. He's going to run it up the middle. Gets across the 50 and dropped Lundin at the 48. The Demons will have to put it away. So a nice time-consuming drive for the Glenwood Demons. They started at their own 6. Ends up at the 49 of Delta.
From the 49.
But it stalls there. And now
Caden Sorensen back.
Caden Sorensen back to punt.
Receive number 1, Taylor Smith.
Taylor
for
Smith.
The Panthers.
Back to receive for the Panthers. Good snap. Sorensen gets it away. Wobbly kick. Takes a tricky bounce. Oh, and Smith lets it go, and it's going to roll dead at the 1-yard line. Oh, my goodness.
Ball touched dead.
Jake Bear down there to make sure it stays at the 1. That, you couldn't have walked it down there and placed it any better.
48-yard kick for Sorensen. He kicked it away. And a lot of times we've seen punt returners field those 1-hoppers like that. But evidently, the return man thought it was going to go in the end zone, and it might have, but for the hustle of Jake Bear. Well,
Panthers huddling up in their own end zone.
Yeah, this is the field position game so far, and Glenwood right now is winning it. Of course, the Panthers got 2 first downs on their last possession. If they do that again, they'll be out of trouble.
Die play over the middle. Didn't get much. Michael Brunk in there on the tackle, along with
all carrier
John Forrestall.
Alex Standish.
Standish didn't get much.
And the quarterback is hustling all the way over to the sideline to
get
the play.
Wouldn't we just, I think, send him flashcards or something, or, you know, signals like they do with Glenwood. But you see that a lot, quarterbacks going back and forth. No gain, 2nd and 10 at their own 1-yard line. Under 3 minutes to go, first quarter.
Most teams will just try to run off tackle or up the gut.
Smith in motion. Keeper by
quarterback
Mitch Whiteside. I don't know if that was a keeper or if it was a bad snap and just decided to fall forward. Didn't look like a design play.
Actually, pickup of 3 out to the 4-yard line.
He's able to dive for 3 yards.
3rd and 7 from the 4 for the Panthers.
3rd down and 7.
Big play here for Glenwood. They stop him. They get the ball in great position.
2:25 to go and counting here in the first quarter. No score. And Whiteside having to jog all the way over. Get the play from Coach Johnson and back to the huddle. Call the play. Boy, this takes a lot of time.
Well, he didn't take long in calling.
No. We're going to run out of time here. Die play, left side, nothing there. As Austin Tribble comes up and makes the tackle
on Decker. The ball carrier, Douglas Hawkins, picked up 2 yards on the play out to the 6-yard
line. It was Decker actually on the carry. So the Demons are going to get the ball in great field position as Michael Mills comes back to take the punt around his own, around the Delta 45. No score, minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Chris Lopez near the back of the end zone to punt it. Good snap. A little bit of pressure, gets the punt away. Pretty good punt. Mills will take it. Gets a block. Mills to the 35. Mills at the left side, 25, 20, 15 to the 10. And make it the 11-yard line. Michael Mills took it at the 39.
First and 10 from the 11.
Marvelous return for Michael Mills. Well, he's an exciting player.
It showed a lot of just kind of maturity because he didn't take the ball and run straight upfield. As soon as he caught it, he went directly to his left to the wide side of the field, kind of almost arced or circled back a little bit to get around the players that were coming after the ball. And then once he got to that sideline, great return of 27 yards.
Stevens' second possession, this time on the Delta 11-yard line. No score, minute 20 to go first quarter. Lundeen takes the snap, hands it off to Hill, right side, makes a little move. Now busts it to the outside. Hill turning the Jets, cuts it in to the 5, 10, in this end zone touchdown. Henry Hill with some great running and a nice block from Avery and Tribble. Henry Hill with an 11-yard run. That was just great, smart running.
Absolutely, just amazing. He followed the blocker downfield. He didn't actually have to block. I think it was Tribble. And he just kind of, or it might have been Mills, he just kind of used him as a screen, and then he cut inside, and I think the defender was expecting him to go outside, and he just created that himself.
He got tackled long after he got in the end zone. And
Thomas on to attempt
and here's
the
our new
point.
PAT man. I believe he was 5 for 5 or 4 for 4 last week.
Andy Carbajal, Avery the holder. Good snap. Placement, kick is up, right down the middle. And with 1:10 to go in the first quarter, the Glenwood Demons on the board first. 7-0 Glenwood. This is KMTS. Back to Stubler Memorial Field. Chilly Friday night, the senior night here in the home finale for Glenwood. They are up 7-0 after Henry Hill's nifty 11-yard touchdown run that followed Michael Mills' 30-yard punt return. Got him in scoring position. Carbajal's PAT was good. 7-0, 1:10 to go first quarter.
19, Jaden Kelly, and number one.
Well, the defense really earned that touchdown when they didn't allow a first down. When, first of all, the coverage, Jake Bear, remember, downed the ball at the one on the punt, and then the defense stopped him 3 and out.
Carbajal's kick, much better kick this time. High and deep at the 5-yard line, taken by Smith. Across the 15, 20, 25. And gets to the 27-yard line. Taylor Smith, a good kick by Carbajal. 7-0 Glenwood. 7-7 score, Rifle and Palisade. 5 minutes to go first quarter at Stoker.
Boy, that's quick.
Panthers will take over first.
Both teams with running offenses. Mitch Whiteside under center. Decker and Standish the backs, split backs.
If Rifle does win that game, Glenwood has still a chance at the playoffs, but it'll require this Delta team to beat Palisade in the final game of the season, as well as
Smith
in
motion
to beat Rifle.
Smith gets the handoff on a sweep, and he's brought down.
Barham with the hit behind the line of scrimmage.
And Justin Barham with the tackle.
2 yards on the play.
Just darted across the line, beat his blocker, and dropped it for a 4-yard loss, second and 16.
Second and
14. 44 seconds to go, first quarter, 7-0 Glenwood. Haven't seen any yellow hankies tonight. Smith is wide left, one receiver. Now Smith goes in motion, split backs. Wide side, long count this time. Dive play right side, nothing there. Absolutely nothing there for Mr.
Stacked
Standish.
Up at the line of scrimmage by Ochoa.
Boy, it's interesting.
Gain of 1 on the play.
Delta open, moving the ball so well.
25.
5 yards, 9 yards, 4 yards, 8 yards, 6 yards, and then they had that procedure penalty, and since then they haven't done anything right.
It's a 0 week. They lost 35-12. That's the end of the first quarter. There's the buzzer. After one quarter play, it's Glenwood 7, Delta nothing. This is KMTS.
Touchdown on 11-yard. St. Louis, bottom of the fourth.
And we're back to Stubler Memorial Field. We go to the second quarter. 7-0 Demons. Panthers with the ball, third down and 14. They fake the sweep. Pat to throw is Whiteside. Throws it in under pressure. And he was brought down by Michael Brunk. Brunk brought the heat. Whiteside just threw it away. And the Glenwood Demons, after that opening series,
Panthers from the 25-yard line. Michael Mills will be again.
That, where Delta looked very impressive. Glenwood is really improved on defense. 7-7 Rifle and Palisade at Stoker in the World Series. Game 7, bottom of the fourth. It's 3-2 St. Louis. Here's the snap. Low kick, end over end. It's going to bounce at the 40 and go out of bounds around the 39. 7-0 Glenwood. Second quarter just underway.
Well, first quarter, Travis Lundeen, 3 for 10, flashing back here.
Yeah, flashing back to Eric Lindy.
Yeah, just making sure I got it right. 3 for 3 passing, just 11 yards. 5 carries for 13 for Lundin, and Henry Hill, averaging 8 yards a carry, has 32 yards and a touchdown in the first quarter.
Henry Hill's going to line up to the right of Lundin, about 7 yards off the line of scrimmage. First and 10 Demons at their own 38. Tribble in motion. Tribble gets the handoff. Sweep right on the left side. Tribble, look at the Tribble turn on the Jets. 50, 45, 40, and knocked out of bounds. At the 37-yard line, Austin Tribble. He was in a flat-out sprint.
25 yards on that play.
It was almost as if Delta wasn't ready defensively.
Paul is going to be spotted on the 38-yard line.
Well timed, but we've seen that play so many times. Go for very few yards or sometimes a loss, but that time lost a Tribble. Had turned on the Jets.
Well, for example, he's carried 6 times this year.
Hand off to Hill, right side, finds some blockers. Hill to the 30, 25, 20, foot race to the 15, 10, 5, 4-yard line. Henry Hill with a fantastic run. Great blocking on the right side.
26-yard.
Ryan Whiteside saved the touchdown for Delta.
Demons will have the ball. First and 10, or first and goal from the 4.
First and goal, Glenwood at the 4-yard line.
Delta.
And the Panthers call timeout. We'll take a break. 11:23 to go in the first half. 7-0 Glenwood. This is KMTS. Back to Stubler Memorial Field. Glenwood Demons leading the Delta Panthers 7-0. 11:23 to go first half. Demons knocking on the door again. First and goal at the 4-yard line after Henry Hill's 34-yard scamper. And Coach Ben Johnson said he needs a timeout for his Delta Panthers. Get that defense regrouped. Chilly night here at Stubler at the base of Red Mountain.
First and goal.
Delta's ready to go. They line up.
Well, look for Hill to get the ball again here.
Garrett Lowe in the backfield. Fagan in motion. Hand off to Hill. Touchdown, Glenwood. Huge hole to the left side. And the Demons up 13-0. Garrett Lowe in the left side of that line for Glenwood.
13, Delta 0, 11:19 to go in the second quarter.
Getting some big holes, including
that'd be Logan
Michael
Holm,
Brunk, Holmberg.
Thomas
yep.
On to attempt the extra
and
point.
Ochoa on the left side, and probably Connor Denny pulling from the right side.
Andy Carvajal on to attempt the extra points. Avery the holder. Good snap, placement. Kick is up and it is topped, spun and wide right. So the score remains 13-0, Glenwood 11:19 to go. First half, this is KMTS. Back to Stubler Memorial Field, 13-0 Glenwood, 11:19 to go, first half. Henry Hill, his second touchdown of the night, a 4-yard run, followed a 34-yard.
And that gives him 11 on the season and 7 in his last 3 games.
Carver Hall's kick. This is a good kick this time. Taken by Smith at the 6. Across the 10, 15.
Ball on the 6-yard line.
And got to the 20-yard line and nothing more. Great kick by Carver Hall. After that first kick that was kind of a poocher, he's really gotten some leg into it
and
this time.
Dan Miller in on the initial hit.
Miller and Federhoff in on the tackle.
Ball returned out to the
first and 10 Panthers at their own 20.
30-yard line. Actually, out to the 20-yard line. Panthers, first and 10.
Well, let's see if they try to throw the ball a little bit. They've got a couple of guys out to the left.
Right side. Split backs behind him. Back to throw. Straight back. Short drop. Throws over the middle. Incomplete. Intended. Bad for Ryan Whiteside. Not a bad pass. A little bit high. Whiteside.
Falls incomplete. Bring up second. And
probably should have brought that down. He would have had a first down and probably more. Pass a little slow getting there.
And Cody Fox thought he should have had an interception.
13-0 Demons. Well, Whiteside gets a workout going back and forth to the sideline. 3-receiver set. No tight end for Delta. Whiteside draw play. Hand off to Alex Standish.
Standish, we do have a flag on
a gain
the
of about 3. And a flag thrown on the play.
Ball carrier was number 22, Zach Decker.
Toward the end of the first quarter, it's now Palisade 13, Rifle 7.
Well, that's good news for Glenwood. Just thinking that they have that'll put their playoff fate in their own hands.
Case, that's 5 yard penalty, brings the ball out.
Penalty against Glenwood.
To the 28 yard line, third and two.
Offsides.
A face mask.
Oh, face mask, sorry.
The minor variety. So it should be second down.
Second down, yeah.
Second down
and two for the Panthers. 13-0 Glenwood, 11-1 to go, first half. Split back, Standish and Decker. Right side under center. Back to throw. Three-step drop, fires over the middle, completes. That time a good pass to Ryan Whiteside, makes the catch for the first down.
Brought down by Fox. Good enough for pickup of 9 yards.
Fox with a tackle.
The 38-yard line. Score update, Palisade 14, Rifle 7.
I was not impressed by Palisade when we saw.
Die play left side. Standish. Following his blockers, turning his legs, and nice gain there for Standish. Should the Delta Panthers up to the 45-yard line. John Forrestall coming in.
Mixing the ball up a little bit with some passes. Palisade moving the ball again.
Gain of 7, 2nd and 3. Don't have weights on the Delta linemen, but they look to be pretty stout. 2nd and 3, split backs, 3-receiver set. Is knocked to the deck.
Fetterhoff in there. First.
Zach Decker, the ball carrier.
Forrestall.
Rigo Garcia in there as well. No game, 3rd and 3.
3rd and 3 from the 45.
And in that first quarter, even after the good start, Delta wound up with just 24 yards rushing on 11 carries.
Whiteside under center, 3rd down and 3. Smith in motion. Die play left side, 1st down. Standish still on his feet, 50, 45, off to the races. And finally brought down
number
by Michael Mills.
The ball carrier. Alex Standish brought down by Michael Mills, but not before.
He carried up to the Glenwood
32-yard line. First and 10, Panthers.
Update, Rifle 14, Palisade 13. .923 to go, first half. Glenwood up 13-0. Delta on the march. Split backs. Whiteside has a keeper. He stood up and driven back to the turf right by Levi Fetterhoff.
Stacked up at the line of scrimmage.
Gain of 2, 2nd and 8.
Mills, Brunk, Fetterhoff, Ochoa, and Salinas in on that hit.
Been a fast-moving first half.
Well, not a lot of passes. 3 by Glenwood and 4 by Palisade.
Colin and Frazier and Smith wide left.
And only a couple of penalties.
Salinas, he pays for it. Michael Brunk, Salinas, for it. Michael Brunk, Salinas. Who else is on the bottom of the pile there?
Yeah, that was a reverse pivot from the quarterback. And he was looking to hand off or pitch it, as you say, and there wasn't anybody there.
He said, oh, Lordy, I got to keep it. Barham also in on the tackle.
He actually had a pretty big hole, but he didn't realize it until he had to run.
3rd down and 9 now for the Panthers. 13-0 Demons.
This is what has happened to Delta, is they're moving the ball. They're looking pretty good, and all of a sudden.
Whiteside. Back to throw. 4-step drop, a little screen pass, and Glenwood reads it beautifully. Levi Fetterhoff brings down Taylor Smith for a short gain. It's 4th down and a punting situation. Unless, now it looks like Whiteside's over there to talk to his coach. They're going to go for it.
That would make sense here. There's no point in punting.
7:40 to go, first half. 13-0 Demons. 4th down and 6. Make it 4th and 7 for Delta. No shotgun for Whiteside. He goes under center every time. 3-receiver set. Whiteside back to throw. Rolls to his left. And chucks one downfield. That's a wounded duck. That one slipped out of his hand.
Ball falls
and his receiver was running a post pattern toward the goalpost, and he threw what you'd call a corner or a flag route. And so there wasn't anybody anywhere near that one.
Demons lead, 7:16 to go in the first half. Why accept the ordinary, whether it's one lighting fixture or a house full of luminaries? Come on into Soper's Lighting for great savings throughout the store. Soper's Lighting supports the Glenwood Demons. Gourmet coffee, hot and cold specialty sandwiches, wraps, salads, and take-and-bake entrees like lasagna and enchiladas. Brighten your day with a sunny tummy. Compliments of Sunshine's Deli. Be in Glenwood Springs on the way to Sunlight Mountain Resort next to Mountain Market. For a sunny tummy, call Sunshine's Deli today, 945-1303. Lundeen takes a snap. Hands it off to Hill. He's spun around and
Hill brought down behind
thrown
the
to the turf.
Initial hit 70.
Loss Brandon of three.
Campbell.
Second down
loss
and 13.
Loss of 3 yards on the play. Back to the 27 yard
Campbell.
Line.
Campbell
second
with the tackle for Delta.
For the Demons.
Henry Hill with both touchdowns tonight for the Demons. Second and 13. Three receivers to the right. Fagan is all by himself wide left. Lundeen looks over the D, takes the snap. He bumped into Hill. Now he throws the ball. It is caught by Mills. Mills spun around. No, he dropped the ball. He's seeing
pass
incomplete.
Complete to Mills.
And that was a busted play.
Yards on the play.
Lundeen took the snap, turned around to roll to his right and bumped into Henry Hill.
And that pass that he threw was a really dangerous one. Could have possibly been intercepted. Good job by Mills to come back and at least prevent anybody from Delta intercepting.
Third and 13. I smell a slant pass to Mills here.
Or a draw play to Henry Hill.
Lundeen with a snap, back to throw. Throws, caught by Cam Avery, and he's brought down immediately.
Pass complete to Avery.
Tackled by Chris
Good
Black.
Pick up of 11, but that is still 2 yards short.
Fourth
of the first
down and two. Is Avery trying to get away from Black? He made a good tackle to prevent the first down. 6:15 to go, first half. 13-0 Glenwood.
37-yard line.
Well, that was a nice catch, though, by Avery.
Fourth and three.
Step outside for a little while without any gloves on.
Yeah.
And imagine catching that ball. A hard-thrown football.
Caden Sorensen punt for the Demons.
Gets a good snap. Gets the punt away. Kind of a knuckleball. Smith calling for fair catch. Takes a Glenwood bounce across the 25. Picked up by Smith.
Which he can do. I mean, and then he was tackled.
He wanted to prevent the ball from rolling any deeper into Delta
Panthers
territory.
Will take over first and 10 from the 23-yard line.
13-0 Demons. 5:47 to go in the first half. Bears lead Palisade 14-13 going into the second quarter. Mitch Whiteside again under center. Decker and Standish split backs behind him. Not a lot of variety to their formations. Whiteside, pitch play, sweep to the left side. Decker. Decker looking for some running room, and he's drilled.
Number 22, the ball carrier.
Hit there by
pick up of about 3 yards on the play.
Cam Avery on the tackle.
Mills and Avery.
Mills.
Ball spotted on the 31-yard line.
Garrett Lowe also in on the tackle.
Actually 26-yard line.
Gain of three, second down and seven for the Delta Panthers. 13-0 Demons. Ball at the left hash mark. Whiteside under center. Sweet play. No, it's a reverse. Here comes Taylor Smith, and he's got a first down for the Panthers.
Number one,
and
the ball
Demons
carrier,
bit on that fake.
Taylor Smith.
Fake the sweep to the left side.
Bonds, but not until he gains enough for a first down. Pick up those 8 yards.
Smith got the reverse and took it across the 37-yard line.
First and 10.
Of Delta, first and
Delta.
10.
And Cody Fox didn't actually stop him. He kind of missed the tackle, but he got enough of him to knock him down.
Whiteside, die play to the left. Draw ball is fumbled and recovered by Glenwood. Rigo Garcia.
And
can't say enough about Rigo. He hustles every single play. Garcia with the fumble recovery after Whiteside was stopped for a yard loss. Ball came squirting loose, and there was Rigo to scoop it up. So the Demons with great field position now. They lead 13-0. Ball at the Delta 35-yard line.
And boy, you can just see every time Delta gets something going, they do something like that.
Mills in the backfield to the left of Lundeen, to the right, and behind him is Henry Hill. Three receiver set. Lundeen takes a snap, fakes the handoff, rolls to his right. Here comes some pressure. It's being chased. He throws. Oh, incomplete. That was a great throw by Lundeen to Avery, but just off his hands. He was being chased by Brandon Campbell, big senior. Campbell, yeah, probably about 220.
The biggest guy on Delta's team, I think.
He's a horse. And Lundeen running for his life and fired a bullet. Second and 10 at the Delta 35. Winkler is wide left. Avery wide right. Mills and Hill in the backfield. Triple in motion. Lundeen the snap. Keeps it after the fake. Lundeen slips and falls.
Lundeen with the carry, picks up maybe a yard.
Got a yard.
To the 34-yard line. Initial hit by number one, Taylor Smith.
Taylor Smith with the tackle.
The great field position, and so far Glenwood unable to do anything with it.
Third and 10 for the Demons.
Nothing Glenwood, 4:09 to go first half.
If they can get a little bit here, this is a part of the field where you'd think they'll go for it on fourth down as well. If they can get about a half
takes
of it.
Takes a snap. Here comes some pressure. Standing's going to be brought down. And that was Brandon Campbell.
Lundeen
boy,
brought down for a
Campbell
loss.
Just bull rushed.
Number 73, Brandon Campbell.
Whoever was blocking him and
no
buried Travis Lundeen.
Yeah, 10-yard loss. No question of
for the Demons from the 45
going
yard
for
line.
It now.
Missed opportunity. Sorensen takes the snap.
Sorensen with the punt.
Punts it away. End over end punt.
Fair catch.
Smith calls for a fair catch and falls to his knees.
Interesting.
Fielded on the 6-yard line.
Doesn't look real sure of himself.
By Taylor Smith.
Ball's down at the looks like the 8-yard line.
Delta kind of a line drive punt into his left, and he had to run over there, wave his arm, and then bring his arm back down, but he didn't have a lot of time to do it.
3:22 to go, first half, 13-0 Demons.
Well, here's a defense's chance to get it back for him again in good position.
Right side under center, two backs, Decker and Standish. Tight end to the right. They run into the right, die play over the middle to Standish. And across the 10 to the 12-yard line.
Number 24, the ball carrier.
Gain of four, Standish, second down and six.
5 yards on the play out to the 14-yard line.
First half.
For the Panthers.
It's the game. Yeah, they gave him a gain of five, so second and five. Whiteside, die play over the middle. Nothing there. Tackle made by Justin Barham. Standish on the carry.
Alex Standish stacked up.
Did they give him a gain? They gave him a one-yard gain, I guess. Third and four. Almost looked like a loss.
Timeout, Panthers.
Delta calls timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. 2:40 to go, first half. 13-0 Glenwood. This is KMTS.
Inside the 15.
Back to Stuebler Memorial Field. Third down and four for the Panthers. 2:40 to go, first half. 13-0 Glenwood. Panthers with the ball at their own 15-yard line.
See if they try to throw. I sort of doubt it.
Whiteside under center. Back to throw. Looking to his left. Fires over the middle. Incomplete, looking for
that's
that slant
for number 18,
to Colin Frazier, and overthrew him.
Strong ball, but way too hard and too high. Nobody had a chance at it.
World Series, game 7, 3-2 Cardinals, bottom of 5. Chris Carpenter on the hill for the Cardinals.
The Cardinals just didn't seem like they were their World Series type of team this year, but they could win it.
Punt is away. Mills is going to let this one bounce, and Wilmot again will have great field position at the Delta 45-yard line. 2:27 to go in the first half. 13-0 Glenwood.
Kind of an unsung hero tonight so far has been Caden Sorensen. His punting has helped in the field position battle. He's got kicks of 48, 39, and 37. And the one that was downed at the one by Jake Bear actually led to the first Glenwood touchdown.
Mills wide right. Tribble is wide left. Lone back is Hill. Lundeen takes a low snap. Steps up, throws incomplete.
Boy,
threw it to the ground. He was hit by Brandon Kemp. Boy, somebody's got to get the hat on Mr. Campbell. He's putting a lot of pressure on Lundeen.
Second 10 from a 45.
Pass intended for Tribble.
And that was probably the worst thrown ball I've ever seen Lundeen attempt. It just had nothing coming out of his hand, and that was probably because he was hurt so hurried. But you're right, they better start double teaming number 73 there.
Second and 10.
He's at the left tackle position.
Low snap again. Lundeen back to throw. Being pressured. Gets a block. Steps up, throws downfield. He's got Fagan. Caught at the 10. Grant Fagan to the 5. What a great catch by 81. And a wonderful throw by Travis Lundeen.
Yard pass reception.
That was Lundeen just an amazingly athletic play by Lundeen as he was first scrambling around. Here comes the big 73 Campbell again, fighting his way through. And he circled to his right almost to the sideline. And Fagan, to his credit, kept running the pattern with the confidence that Lundeen could get it to him and then made a nice over-the-shoulder catch. And first
and goal.
In business.
Lundeen fakes the handoff to Fagan, handoff to Hill. Hill breaks the tackle, gets
Hill
to the 5.
Hill with the carry down to the 5-yard line, 3-yard pickup.
Tackled by Hunter Brassfield. Minute 52 to go in the first half, 13-0 Demons. Aspen leading Olathe 14-7 in the second quarter.
Well, look out for Mr. Touchdown Henry Hill again.
He's got 2.
He has a nose for the end zone.
Low in there at fullback. Yep, there's Hill. No, a keeper by Lundeen. And he's in. Touchdown, Glenwood.
5-yard touchdown.
You betcha.
And that is what the threat of Henry Hill will do.
As Lundeen,
just like we thought, would stuck it in the gut of Henry Hill, and Delta was thinking the same thing. And Lundeen
for 2. They missed. Steps up, fires, incomplete. That was intended for Austin Tribble. He fell to his tush, dropped the ball. So it's 19-0 Glenwood, a minute 24 to go in the first half. This is KMTS. Glenwood leading the Delta Panthers 19-0, a minute 24 to go in the first half. A 5-yard touchdown run by Travis Lundeen. After a wonderful pass, throwing on the run, threw a dart to Grant Fagan, who caught a pass at the 10, carried to the 5, and Lundeen did the rest from there on our first and goal. PAT was no good, a 2-point attempt.
And Glenwood has had some quick scoring drives. That one took 4 plays,
Zach
and
Thomas
it was the longest.
The ball on the left hash mark.
The most plays they've used to score.
Smith.
And here's the kick from
Cowley.
Carvajal, and this time a poocher got underneath it, and it's going to go out of bounds.
Ball runs out of bounds
at the 31-yard line.
Penalty
19-0 Glenwood, a minute 24 to go first half.
First
update from Stoker Stadium. Grand Junction Rifle leading Palisade 21-13.
21-13 Rifle, second quarter. 21-13 Rifle.
Score update. Rifle 21, Palisade 13.
Course of booze from the Glenwood fans here.
Well, they'd never be rooting for Rifle. That means this Delta team, if Rifle continues to, you know, stay ahead in the ball game, this Delta team that's not looking very tough, of course they do get to play at home, would have to beat Palisade next week, and Glenwood, of course, would have to win in Rifle.
Delta accepts the penalty, and so they're going to make Glenwood
going to bring the ball back. Assess the penalty.
Kick it over.
Oh, so that's interesting.
Back to the 35 where the Demons will be kicking off again.
Carvajal is thinking, okay, I can do a better job.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just take the ball at the 35? Yeah. Well, we'll see. Let's see if this turns out to be a good move or not.
Minute 24 to go. Andy Carball backing up, getting his mark. We'll kick it from the 35 this time. Do a little stutter step there. Gets it. No, it's same kick. It's a pooch. It's going to stay in bounds. It'll be taken at the 28. And a nice hit there by
Carball.
Mr. Carball.
32-yard line.
As Zach Decker. Drill by Carball.
Where the Panthers will take over first and 10 from the 32.
So it really doesn't make much of a difference.
They lost 3 yards.
Yeah.
Basically on the exchange.
First and 10 Panthers at their own 32. 19-0 Demons, a minute 19 to go, first half. No other games reporting scores. Smith in motion. Whiteside under center. Fakes the dive, wants to throw, and it is caught. Sliding on one knee, Ryan
11.
Whiteside.
Whiteside.
He looked like Al Jolson saying, Mammy. Kind of came across
exactly.
On one knee.
And it looked like Avery fell down.
Yeah.
And he's kind of walking gimpy, like he might have. That must be a little damp out there.
Feels pretty beat up. That was a strong throw by Whiteside. First and 10 Panthers.
Gain of 16.
Decker in motion out of the backfield, back to throw, and rolling to his right. Whiteside throws complete to Ryan Whiteside, and Whiteside
pass
knocked out of bounds at the Glenwood
Whiteside.
40. Rigo Garcia and
pickup of 12 yards.
Fox on the tackle. First down for the Panthers.
Actually, pickup of 13 to the 39. First and 10 Delta from the 39.
Well, I didn't see much of a passing game against Aspen back on 0 week, but things have improved. Delta, we followed the score with Delta and Battle Mountain last week, and Delta was giving the Huskies all they could handle until Battle Mountain finally pulled away. Watch out for Ryan Whiteside, his favorite target, along with Smith. He's wide left. Decker goes in motion out of the backfield.
Only 40 seconds
rolling
to go.
His left. Whiteside slips, throws, a wobbly pass. It's going to
be picked
off. It is picked up by Fagan.
And he fell into the end zone, so that'll be a touchback, I think. Nope. They're going to stop him
at the 1 yard line. Grant Fagan drifting back, playing center field, makes the catch, and the Demons can probably just take a knee here.
You know, I didn't say it, but I'm thinking to myself, okay, how's Delta going to mess it up this time?
Yeah.
And sure enough, they did something every time.
19-0 Glenwood, 32 seconds to go here in the first half. See if Travis Lundin is under center. Yeah, he's going to. No. Yes, he is. He's going to keep it.
Lundin with
because he really didn't have a lot of room to step back and take a knee. Otherwise, it'd be a safety. So he goes forward for a yard.
Delta has a timeout, but it doesn't appear
eight.
They're going to use
yard
it.
Line.
15 seconds left. 8 seconds. They don't need to snap the ball. We're going to let the time clock run out here. And that's it.
That'll end the first half of play over the score. Glenwood.
After 19. One half of play, it's Glenwood
Delta
19,
zero.
Delta nothing. This is KMTS.
We have an action-packed halftime.
And we're back to Stuber Memorial Field. Halftime. Glenwood Demons leading the Delta Panthers. By a score of 19-0.
To show what a class individual Jim is over the past few seasons.
Delta got the ball
Jim's
first.
Taken his name off of the playoff crew.
It was their choice after winning the toss. They
fair share of playoff games.
Showed that they had a formidable running game with Decker chance. And Standish.
According to
but
his daughter Sandy,
after gaining
really
a couple of first downs, moving the ball pretty effectively.
With the guys.
We saw it was kind of a foretelling of what was to come for the night for the Delta Panthers as they.
They stalled
on several drives, either fumbling
night.
Or throwing picks or
his quiet,
committing penalties.
His quiet
and they have not been able to sustain any
by the hundreds of
drives.
Who had the privilege of working with
Glenwood
him. whether at the
scored first in the first quarter, minute 10 to go in the first. Henry Hill, an 11-yard touchdown run. Carbajal's PAT was good, 7-0 Glenwood. Demons scored the second quarter, early in the second, the 11-19 mark. Henry Hill, a 4-yard touchdown run. That followed a 34-yard pass completion. A 34-yard run, excuse me, by Hill. And then Hill got to cap it off with a 4-yard TD run. The point after kick failed from Carbajal, 13-0 Demons lead at that point. And with a minute 24 to go in the second quarter, Travis Lundin, a 5-yard touchdown run, and the 2-point conversion attempt failed. 19-0, and that's our game. After that, before that 5-yard, after that, before that 5-yard touchdown on the Heat all night, Lundin running to his right, threw it downfield to Grant Fagan, who made a beautiful catch. At the 10, took it to the 5, and then the first and goal, Lundin took it in for the score. 19-0 is our score here at halftime.
And they're honoring Jim Nieslanek, longtime official since 1959, according to Steve Cable, who's doing the narration here. And they're giving him kind of a lifetime achievement award or service award for the Football Association or the official association here. And boy, you know, the only time we really talk about referees are when we think they've made a mistake or they throw a flag that that seems to swing the balance of the game. But boy, you couldn't, obviously you couldn't play without them. And it's a tough job if you've ever umpired or refereed any kind of a game, and I know you have.
Glenwood Springs High School cheer squad.
Be it softball or basketball or obviously football out here, baseball probably the most pressure-packed one. Speaking of which, the Cardinals still leading that game,
4-2 in the fifth, and I've lost in my internet connection, so we're in the dark.
But Glenwood actually playing really well. They're doing their part. So far tonight, very balanced attack. Travis Lundin, 5 of 7 for 59 yards. Not as much as usual, but it's very cold, and the running game has been effective. He's carried 8 times for 20 yards and a touchdown. Henry Hill's carried 8 times for 70 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Austin Tribble broke that kind of end-around play that Glenwood likes to run 1 or 2 times a game, and he got 25 yards on that. So altogether, Glenwood 17 carries and 115 yards for the first half. Receivers, Cam Avery, 3 catches for 24. Grant Fagan, you mentioned, with a beautiful catch on the nice scramble and throw by Lundin. 1 catch for 37, and Michael Mills caught a pass behind the line of scrimmage and actually lost 2 yards on it. Glenwood's earned 7 first downs. They've only been penalized twice for 30 yards. As for Delta, Mitchell Whiteside is 4 of 9 with an interception for 41 yards. All of that yardage coming in the second quarter. He's rushed the ball 5 times for nothing. Taylor Smith on an end around, 2 carries for 9 yards. Alex Standish has been their main man, 9 carries for 50. And Zach Decker, 5 carries for 23. Ryan Whiteside has caught 3 balls for 39 yards. Delta has 5 first downs, but they have the 2 turnovers, and they've got 82 yards rushing, so 123 net and about 174 minus 10 yards on a sack, so 164 for Glenwood. Glenwood easily winning this game. They have to in order to keep their playoff chances alive. What's going on in Grand Junction will determine what has to happen for Glenwood next week. Obviously, they have to beat Rifle. But if Rifle loses to Palisade, and right now they're ahead, what?
21-13.
Okay. So it's looking like Rifle may pull off the win. And, well, of course, there's a long way to go. They're probably at halftime there, too. But if Rifle wins, then Glenwood will have to beat Rifle next week in Rifle and then hope that this Delta team can somehow upset Palisade. And I believe that game's in Delta. Should Palisade win the game tonight, then all Glenwood has to do to make the playoffs is to, all they have to do, is to beat an undefeated Rifle team. Well, they won't be undefeated any longer if they lose to Palisade, but, you know, that's, at least they have a chance, and it's not one of those where four teams have to lose and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Right now, the Glenwood Springs Center for the Arts dance team out putting on a show on this very cold Friday night. 19-0 our score. Glenwood leading Delta at halftime. A full halftime of entertainment. The dance crew from Center for the Arts, and then we got the percussion ensemble coming out.
All of them but one brave young lad.
Look at the standings in the Western Slope. Rifle, of course, in first place, 5-0 in the league, 8-0 overall. Battle Mountain, who'd have thunk, 4-1 in the league, 7-1 overall. They handed Palisade their only loss of the season. Palisade 4-1, 7-1. Glenwood at 3-2, 4-4. Delta 2-3 in league, 4-4 overall. And then Eagle Valley and Moffat County 1-4 in league, 1-6 and 1-7 respectively. And Steamboat will probably go winless for the second straight season after going to the state championship in 2009. They're 0-5 and 0-8.
And the reason I haven't discussed Battle Mountain as a possibility is they'd have to lose both of their games, because they won't have the tiebreaker over Glenwood, and I think they're playing like Eagle Valley and Steamboat or somebody like that, so chances are that's not going to happen. So Glenwood's chance to get into the playoffs and extend the season depends on Palisade, basically, what Palisade does. Win or lose tonight, then next week what Palisade does.
Ben Johnson, the head coach of the Delta Panthers, certainly knows how to get his team to the playoffs. Delta went to the postseason in 2009. The year they went 9-3 overall and 6-2 in the Western Slope. Winton, Rifle,
ladies and gentlemen,
Moffat County beat Palisade, shout out Eagle Valley, beat Pagosa Springs, Montezuma Cortez, beat Battle Mountain, and then beat Devlin in the first round playoff game 14-6, and then lost to Pueblo Central 34-7. So Delta certainly had their share of success in recent years.
And Battle Mountain does indeed. They're playing Steamboat tonight, and then they go to Eagle Valley next week. So it's really for Glenwood to keep their season going. They need a win tonight, win next week, and see what Palisade does tonight against Rifle. And boy, what a halftime show.
Yeah.
Longtime official Jim Nieselanik honored. Then we got the dance team from the Glenwood Academy, and now we've got the percussion ensemble. And they're always fun. I will never forget the night that they were playing blindfold. Do you remember that? They
yes,
were all blindfolded,
yes.
And the lights went out. And I don't know if that was on purpose, if that was arranged, but all the
ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
the football lights went out in the midst of their performance, and they didn't. They just kept on going because they were playing blindfolded anyway.
6 years. They brought belt plates and of course
they did. Mike Wild's talking about it now, but they 3 years ago win a state championship. Three years ago, maybe four.
Game on.
And here they go.
It's 19-0 Glenwood. Rifle over Palisade at the half. 21-13 Rifle over Palisade at the half. Right now, the percussion ensemble frozen at midfield. Well, there's one drummer.
Angie Frail. Looks like she's shooting a bow, yes. She's got her sticks like they're a bow and her hand drawn back. We were reading about Pocahontas in my class earlier this year, and a sign of a young man or adulthood among their tribe was the men would have the hair shaven on their right side of their head and long on the left side so the bowstring didn't catch in their hair.
Percussion ensemble, of course, year after year, they are contenders for state championships year after year since they started this program about 5 years ago. it's a great program for kids that maybe aren't playing, you know, in traditional sports or other activities. And last week it was 4-2. St. Louis leading Texas in the bottom of the fifth inning, game seven. Great game six last night. Just fantastic baseball.
Except for those of us who fell asleep during the game. Didn't see the end, Dean.
You know, if Texas gets desperate enough, Warren Washington might put in, might take.
Oh, that was Charlie Finley's trick. Oh.
See if you can bring the heat.
Oh, that was Charlie Finley's trick. Oh, Mike Andrews, the second baseman, was injured. He didn't. He made a couple of errors in the game before, and he tried to bring somebody up onto the team. They wouldn't let him do it.
Halftime as the percussion ensemble entertains the crowd. 19-0 Glenwood. We're going to take a timeout. This is KMTS. And we're back to Stubler Memorial Field as halftime winds down. The team's out there warming up. I might join them for calisthenics. My toe's getting a little cold up here in the booth.
Yes, we could use a hot brick.
Yeah, sounds good.
Put our feet on.
19-0. Glenwood with the lead over Delta. Okay, we finally got the signal reestablished here, and it's Olathe 20, Aspen 14 at halftime. It's the only score I have in Western Slope 2A. And the other game of significance, the Rifle Bears leading Palisade 21-13 at half. No score on Steamboat, Battle Mountain, or Eagle Valley, Moffat County. That game really not that important. Battle Mountain will probably roll over Steamboat. And Glenwood will close out the regular season next week.
Pardon? Oh, yeah.
At
World Series now?
Checking on the World Series.
Okay.
5-2, end of the sixth inning. St. Louis with the lead.
5-2, St. Louis. Some people wanted to know that score.
I guess couple of score updates.
Sound like they're rooting
end
for
of
the
sixth inning,
red.
5-2, St. Louis. And in Palisade, score still stands at 21-13, Rifle.
Glenwood leading Delta here, 19-0. And as we get ready for the second half, a shout out to a good friend that I've met many times over Skype and over the phone, Suzanne Richards and her son Kyle. That's Mika Richards' mom and brother. Driving from St. Louis to Santa Barbara, and they're stopping by the Milhorn household for a quick rest and get up in the morning and head on to Santa Barbara.
You gonna make cinnamon rolls for them?
Oh, putting the pressure on.
I'm just wondering.
Wish the Glenwood Springs High School volleyball team.
I'm saving that for
tournament at Palisade High School
for December when they're coming back out in December.
Summit High School in the morning over there. So good.
Michaela
luck
Richards,
the team as they travel
girlfriend of my oldest son Brock, up there in Osaka, Japan, working for Universal. Her contract's almost up, but gotten to know Suzanne and the family very well, and looking forward to meeting her in person for the first time. And she's at Shea Milhorn now, I think, enjoying some homemade pizza. Of course, they're rooting for the Cardinals as well. Top of the seventh, 5-2, St. Louis. Alan Craig at a home run for the Cardinals.
Let's see, the Rangers were up 3-2, right?
Yeah.
And they need to win one game in St. Louis, and so far they haven't been able to do it. Going to take a big rally here. They got, what, three innings left?
Demons will get the ball to start the second half, leading 19-0 over Delta. Henry Hill with two touchdown runs of 11 and 4 yards. Travis Lundin with the other TD, a 5-yard run.
And Henry has quite a streak going. He scored touchdowns in four straight games, eight of them, at three against Steamboat, two Eagle Valley, one Moffat County.
back deep to receive. From
Mills
Demons,
and Fetterhoff deep to receive.
22, Levi Fetterhoff.
For the Glenwood Demons. Delta likes to bunch up, and they're going to attack the ball. A pooch kick caught by Forrestall.
By number 14 of the Demons.
At the 40.
John Forrestall. Demons will take over first and 10 from the 40 to start the
I guess that was
play.
A designed kick. It backfires for Glenwood, or for Delta, so Glenwood's going to have the ball at their own 40 to start the second half. Fagan had a great catch in the first half, his wide right. Tribble and Avery to the near side. Lowe and Hill in the backfield. Lundeen takes the snap, hands it off to Hill, left side, now cuts it up the middle.
Hill with the carry, pick up two,
second down and eight.
By number 27,
at the Glenwood
42-yard
line. Robert Williams on the tackle for Delta.
I just had a Glenwood fan give me a fairly significant update on numbers. We've been
second
calling
the
number 20, the Andy Carbajal. It's actually Zach Thomas. So he's been doing the kicking and the kicking off is what I was just told.
Okay. Hand off to Hill. Sweep left side.
Hill again with the carry.
Drop for a short loss.
Yard on the play out to the 43. We'll bring up a third and seven for the Demons. Initial hit by number five, Hunter Brassfield for the Panthers.
Third down and seven now for Glenwood. Well, that's too bad because... I just read the numbers that are given me, the names and the numbers. Number 20 on the roster is Carbajal, but evidently not. Doing the best I can.
Well, we're glad to be corrected.
Absolutely. Hand off to Hill. Didn't find much there. Gained a yard. Maybe two. It's going to bring a fourth down.
Tackled by number 73, Brandon Campbell.
Well, where's Mr. Carbajal?
Fourth and four for the Demons. Actually, fourth and three for the Demons. Ball spotted on the 47-yard line.
And number 30, I assume it's Caden Sorensen.
Caden Sorensen back to punt.
Back to punt.
Back to receive. Number
one. Delta just jumped. And there's a flag. That's going to give Glenwood a first down.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you kidding me?
I tell you, this Delta team... They've got lots of holes in their feet.
Encroachment penalty called against the Panthers. We'll
Jaceel Garcia jumped, and he's right over the ball.
That will be good enough for a Glenwood Springs first down.
He's slapping himself in the head.
From the 48.
You heard that expression, you know, shooting a hole and shooting yourself in the foot. Yeah, and that's why I say Glenwood.
Wow.
Delta has holy feet.
So the Demons have it, first to 10 at the Delta 48. Tribble in motion. Hand off to Hill, cuts it up the middle, picks up a
Hill
couple of yards.
Some running room stacked up by number five and number 73. That would be Hunter Brassfield and Brandon
Brassfield
Campbell.
On the tackle.
Hill picks up 3 yards.
Campbell
on the play.
As well.
Actually, 2 yards on the play.
Garcia coming out. He's
second
today. Probably gonna. He wants to stay away from the coach. Second down and eight for the Demons. We need to take advantage of that gaffe by Delta. The Panther 46, triple in motion.
He mixed the ball up so well in the first
keeper
half.
By their handoff to Hill.
No.
Delta's
Hill
responding well defensively. Hill with getting short yards here, 2 and 3 yards a crack.
3 yards on the play, tackled by number five.
That'll bring up third down and four.
Third and five, ball spotted.
9:25 to go third quarter, 19-0 Demons. A little kind of flat here starting the second half. Winkler is wide right. Two receivers to the near side. Ball at the left hash mark. Lundeen fakes the handoff. Keeps it. Runs it up the middle. Has a first down. 35-30. Up to the right side. Finally tackled from behind at the 23-yard line.
From behind.
Tackled by Alex Standish. And Lundeen was on his way to the end zone.
Yards on the play inside the 25.
Great fake to Hill. Keeper by Lundeen. And again, we've talked about the effectiveness of having a good running quarterback. Lundeen with a big chunk of yardage there. The Delta 24-yard line, first and 10 Demons.
Gain of 19.
Hand off to Hill, breaks a couple tackles, cuts it left, cuts it right, breaks a couple more tackles, down to the 5-yard line. Great run by Henry Hill. And Hill kind of got lost in the crowd there. White, red and white jerseys. and then suddenly first sprung loose for a big gain to the 5-yard line, a gain of 19.
Here comes Forrestal.
He's going to play tight end. Cam Avery comes out. Forrestal will line up tight right. Lowe and Hill in the backfield. First and goal. And out the hill, sweep left side. Cuts it inside, cuts it out, and he is in the end zone. Touchdown, Glenwood. Three touchdowns for Henry Hill.
On the play, we have 144 square inches of yellow grace in the field at the 4-yard line.
Flag is thrown.
Hill carried the ball in from 5 yards out. We'll see what the flag is.
Garrett Lowe made a really nice block to allow Hill to get outside.
Against
holding is the initial call on the Demons. We'll negate that carry.
So scratch that. Score update, Moffitt County leading
Move
the Valley
39-7. To the 14-yard line.
Rifle over Palisade 21-13, second half. 19-0 our score, Glenwood here over Delta, 8:21 to go, third quarter. First and goal for the Demons from their own 14, Delta 14. Four receiver set. Avery triple, wide right, here goes Mills in motion. Fake the handoff to Mills, handoff, no, keeper by Lundeen. Lundeen cuts it inside, Lundeen finally brought down. Carry. At the 5-yard line.
Picks up 9 of the 10 yards that penalty. Pushed them back to the 6-yard line. First and goal Glenwood from the 6, but we also
another flag is thrown.
Flag on the play.
That was after the play.
Well, that's generally a personal foul.
Pick up the flag. What's the call?
Well, Glenwood coach is looking pretty disgusted.
Yeah, it's
good.
Is going against Glenwood.
They're going to have to throw the football here, it's looking like.
15-yard penalty assessed against the Demons.
Boy, it was pretty much a penalty-free first half.
Call is personal foul against the Demons. Back to the 21-yard line.
You see a personal foul generally, like you said, it's against the defense, but...
Yeah, kind of hard to get it on offense unless somebody just grabs somebody's face mask in frustration or something like that.
You got something to say after a play. So second and goal from the 21. This used to be a prime opportunity for Dakota Stonehouse and company a couple years ago.
Might be a shovel pass.
Triple in motion. Back to throw after the fake to Hill. Throws the Hill. Little wheel route on the backfield. He cuts and slips and falls and loses two more yards.
Delta had that one red, and there was about six white
shirts. Third and 21 from the 21. Or third and goal from the 22.
Third and goal from the Delta 22-yard line.
Well, they've got two shots at it. I don't think they'll punt. But they've got a score. They can't get a first down. It was first and goal at the...
Five.
At the five, yes. And then the penalties began.
Lundeen with the fake. Sets up, throws downfield. He's got triple touchdown, Glenwood. Are you kidding me?
In the end zone, touchdown, Glenwood Springs. 22-yard touchdown strike. Lundeen to triple. Puts the score at Glenwood 25.
Third and goal from the 22. Lundeen launches not the prettiest of passes, but there was Austin Tribble sitting and waiting for that thing to come out of the sky at the 1-yard line and then fell in the end zone for the touchdown. That was amazing.
Well, it looked like it was designed to go right, and then all of a sudden he pivoted and threw back the other way. And just right in the right spot.
Demons going for two. Lundeen throws to Avery, takes it to the end zone. Two-point conversion.
To Avery, two-point conversion.
With 7:09 to go in the third quarter, it's Glenwood 27, Delta nothing. This is KMTS.
Brings the score to Glenwood 20.
Third and 22, and the Demons convert. Well, they couldn't get a first down. They had to go for the end zone, and a pass from Travis Lundeen to Austin Tribble, a floater. Tribble cut out the one, fell in the end zone for the touchdown, two-point conversion pass to Cam Avery, good. And it's 27-0 Glenwood, 7:09 to go, third quarter.
Tribble's first touchdown of this season.
Here's the kick. High, short kick, taken at the 19 by number 19. Chris Black, and Black is on his way. 50, 45. It's a foot race. Black is tripped up.
Number 19 with a Jordan.
Chris Black was on his way to the end zone. And
exciting kickoff return, tripped up by number 30.
Caden Sorensen. Got him by the shoelaces.
Saving tackle. Panthers will take over the ball.
First Delta has it first and 10 from the Glenwood 21-yard line. Great hustle by Sorensen to save the touchdown.
That was a 50-yard return, and yeah, he just barely got a piece of his foot, enough to make him lose his balance.
White side under center, split backs. Quick hitch pass, pump fake, throws, caught by number one Taylor Smith, and Smith, not many blockers
pass
there.
Complete to number one, Taylor
Short
Smith.
Gain. 27-0 Glenwood.
Delta's best weapon has been
Pick
standing.
Pick up on 5 yards on the play down to the 17-yard line. Second and five.
After getting constant updates from Stoker Stadium, now it's kind of stuck there at halftime. 21-13 rifle, which we'll get an update here soon. Second and six for Delta. Glenwood 2017 handoff to Decker over the left tackle. Decker carries for a couple yards. Third down.
Zach Decker, the ball carrier. Carries the ball inside the 15-yard line to the 14. We'll
bring
up
the 14-yard line.
Three from the 14 for the Panthers. Glenwood.
Third down and three for the Panthers. Whiteside all the way over there to talk to his coach, get the play, brings it to the huddle. You only get 45 seconds to get a playoff.
But when he gets in the huddle, it's like he says one word and
quick
they
snap.
Go to the scrimmage.
Two receivers left, dive play. No, keeper by Whiteside. He pitches as he's tackled, and he's brought down. They're going to say Whiteside was down.
Quarterback as he was pitched down it. Before making the pitch. Rigo
out of desperation to Alex Standish.
2 yards on
Rigo
the play
Garcia,
back to the 16-yard line. Bring up fourth down and five for the Panthers from the 16.
So fourth and five. Here comes John Forstall replacing Salinas at nose guard. John's got to enjoy that. Senior night, 16 seniors saying goodbye to the home crowd. Unless they can sneak into the playoffs, maybe get a home game. Two receivers left, fourth and five Panthers, 27-0 Demons. Split backs, wide side under center. And the flag is thrown.
Flag on the play.
Either Glenwood jumped or Delta drew them off. It's against Glenwood. It's going to give Delta a first down. It's going against Delta.
Procedure
against the Panthers. That's going to make it fourth and 10.
The 21-yard line. Bring up fourth and 10 from the 21 for the
Panthers. Let's see. The Panthers had a first quarter drive frustrated by a penalty. And then they lost a fumble when they were moving the ball. They threw an interception. And here they've gotten great field position at the 21. And in four plays, they've managed to pick up 5 yards.
4:50 to go in counting here in the third quarter. 27-0 Demons.
Actually, I'm sorry, they've gained a net of no yards because of the penalty.
Whiteside is wide left. Smith slot left. Split backs. Rolling to his left. Sets up. Here comes the pressure. He gets the ball away, man. Wide open. Touchdown, Delta. Taylor Smith was all alone. Cam Avery got beat.
Touchdown, Panthers.
Well, how about that? Glenwood scores on a, fourth and 22?
Third and 22.
And, Delta turns it around, fourth and 16. Or fourth and 10, rather. That's the first breakdown we've seen by the Glenwood defense in this ball game.
Miguel Ramirez on to attempt the extra point. Good snap placement, kick is up, and it is good. He's an excellent kicker. Hasn't had many opportunities, his first chance. Put one through the uprights with 4:32 to go in the third quarter. It's Glenwood 27, Delta 7. This is KMTS. Back to Stubler Memorial Field. Delta finally gets on the board, 27-7. Glenwood with the lead, 4:32 to go third quarter. A 21-yard touchdown pass on a fourth and 10. Whiteside to Taylor Smith. Was all alone. And Miguel Ramirez will kick off. Mills, the only deep man for Glenwood. Glenwood expecting an onside kick. Yeah, it's going to be a deep one. Mills going back, drifting back, takes it at the four.
He's
got plenty of room. Across the 15, 10. Down to the 25-yard line. 27-7 Demons, 4:24 to go, third quarter.
Got another number change, this time for Delta. The fellow that nearly broke that touchdown on the kick return, fish for 50 yards, is actually Chris Black.
Didn't I say Chris Black?
I
believe I did.
Well, it's listed as Jordan Cowley in the in the program.
I did say Chris Black.
Okay, then you got it right.
Yay. But for the last 3 weeks, I've been calling number 20 incorrectly for Glenwood. Oh, well. Nobody tells me anything until it's too late. Triple in motion. He was lead 27-7. Lundeen rolling to his right. Wants to throw. Fires complete. Did he catch it? No, he didn't. Triple diving for it. Couldn't gather it in. Second down and 10. Again, last we heard, it was 21-13 Rifle over Palisade. It is now 28-19 Rifle, third quarter. 28-19 Rifle over Palisade, third quarter. Lundeen sends Tribble in motion. Second and 10. Hand off to Hill. Takes it up the middle. And brought down at the 30.
Henry Hill with the carry. Picked up 5 yards on the play. Stacked up by number 20, Jordan Sandoval.
4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Demons up 27-7. Third down and 5 for Glenwood. Lundeen sends Tribble in motion. Keeps it after the fake. Has the first down. Across the 35 to the 36-yard line.
Brought down by number 5, Hunter Brasfield.
After the nice fake.
For the first down, pickup of 7 yards on the play. First and 10, Glenwood ball on the 37-yard line.
Checking other scores. Western Slope 2A. Olathe 20, Aspen 14, Cedar Ridge leading Gunnison 28-0. Rolling Fork over Grand Valley 12-7. First and 10, Demons.
Lundeen now with 53 yards rushing, and we've got movement, I think, against Glenwood.
As Winkler was going in motion on the sweep.
Timeout, Delta.
Nope, it's timeout.
Panthers call timeout, 3:24 to go, third quarter. It's Glenwood 27, Delta 7. This is KMTS. Back to Stubler Memorial Field. Glenwood Demons leading Deltas 27-7, 3:24 to go, third quarter. Third quarter score, 28-19,
score
Rifle over Palisade.
28, Palisade 19 in the third quarter.
First and 10, Demons after the first down run by Lundeen. Takes the snap, hands it off to Hill, breaks one tackle. Spins, gets to the 30, to the 39-yard line.
About 3 yards on the play, out to the 39-yard line.
Get a two, second and eight.
Demons from the 39.
Hill now 107 yards on the night and 16 carries.
Bottom of the seventh inning, 5-2 Cardinals. Game seven. Lundeen takes a snap, hands it off to Hill, right side. Hill breaks a couple of tackles, has the first down up to the 48-yard line.
For the offensive line doing a nice job.
Hill picks up 7 yards on the play, out to the 48-yard line, first down 10, Glenwood.
5-2 St. Louis, bottom of seven.
First and 10, Demons. 2:35 to go, third quarter, 27-7 Glenwood. Mills in the backfield to the left of Lundeen. Takes the snap, hands it off to Hill, sweep left side, now cuts it up. Up the left sideline, still to his feet and knocked out of bounds. Tackled by Hunter Brasfield.
Out of bounds at the 44-yard line. Pickup of 8 yards on the play. Second and 8 for the Demons from the 44. World Series score, bottom of the seventh inning, St. Louis 5, Texas 2.
The Cardinals fans here. Second down and two for the Demons. Ball at the Delta 44. Lundin with the snap. Fakes the handoff, wants to throw. Pump fake once, going to keep it. And try to get to the outside. He's going to be dropped for a yard loss at the 45. That'll bring up third and three.
Brought down by number one, Taylor Smith.
Taylor Smith with the tackle. In from Stoke in the third. Third and three for the Glenwood Demons. Fagan in motion. They hand it off to Hill. Hill fighting his way forward. He has the
Hill
first down. They're gonna, they might have to measure this. It's going to be very close. Second effort by Hill. Some of those extra squats in the offseason, I think, got him that first down. They are going to measure. Carried up to the 42-yard line. Here comes the chain gang. 27-7 Glenwood. Got you covered. Invites you to celebrate the season with generous rebates on select styles of Hunter Douglas window products. Through December 12th, get rebates up to $300 plus additional federal tax credits up to $500 on select first honeycomb shades. For all the details, call Got You Covered today, 945-4010, 945-4010. First and 10, Glenwood. They got the Henry Hill at second effort, got them first down. Well, at the 42 of Delta. 27-7 Glenwood. Mills in the backfield. Fake the handoff, back to pass is Lundin. Launches one downfield, looking for Tribble. He's got it! At the 20, down to the 15, spun out of bounds at the 12. And Austin Tribble is just Mr. Patience. He just waits for that ball to come down. And part of that, I think, is Delta's blown coverage.
27-yard pickup on that pass.
That was an interceptable ball.
Well, it's the same pattern as the
touchdown.
Yeah, it looks like everything's going to the right side of the field from Glenwood's point of view, and then Lundin throws it back and Tribble's wide open.
Well, at the Delta 13-yard line, Tribble in motion. Lundin takes the snap. Shovel pass to Mills. Mills to the 10. And Mills.
Pass to Mills is complete.
Carried over the pile.
Run down inside the 10-yard line by Smith.
Smith made the tackle with the help of Henry Hill, who was kind of in there making a block. Gain of 4 seconds and six. Time winding down here in the third quarter. 45 seconds left. 27-7 Glenwood. Glenwood cheerleaders saying, let's score a touchdown. Second down and six. Tribble in motion. Lundin takes the snap. Hands it off to Hill up the middle. And Hill carries
Hill
to the five.
Down to about the 6-yard
line. Can get a first down.
Yards on the play.
He needs to get a little beyond the five. Almost to the four to get a first.
Third and three from the six for the Demons.
And they're marking at the 7-yard line, looks like. Third and about three. Glenwood hasn't used the timeout. And I think they're just going to let the clock run down here. That's the end of the third. It's Glenwood 27, Delta 7. This is KMTS. Back to Stubler Memorial Field. Glenwood up over Delta 27-7. Demons have the ball third down and three at the 6-yard line of Delta. Tribble in motion. Demons now going left to right. Lundin takes a snap, hands it off to Hill. Nowhere to go. He spins, breaks a couple of tackles, trying to
Hill on his feet inside the
get as much as he can. He's going to be short of the first down. Well, maybe not.
Ball spotted on about the two.
Did he get it? I think he did.
Official timeout.
Officials ask for timeout. Glenwood player looks like Holmberg getting up slowly. He's still sitting down. And again, the latest update, Rifle leading Palisade 28-19. It's been at 6:20 in the third for a long time, so we're just waiting for an update from Stoker Stadium. Holmberg being 10-2. On his back now, being checked out by
first and goal
Marnie Barton
from the 3-yard line.
So Henry Hill did get the first down, so first and goal. Didn't look like he got that much, but a second effort, kind of driving over the pile. Got the first. This would be a big loss for Glenwood if Holmberg had to come out. He's a junior, 6'4", 230, so Rocky Whitworth's going to have the big boy coming back on the line. Logan still on his back. Underway, it's 27-7 Glenwood over Delta. Three touchdowns on the night for Henry Hill. I'm sorry, two for Henry Hill, two for Lundeen.
No, three.
Three? Wait a minute.
Henry's got three.
What did I miss?
No, I guess he doesn't.
No. That was called back, that penalty.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. We were anticipating.
Yes, we were.
Not having.
Logan Holmberg being helped up. Has his helmet off.
Holmberg is up.
He's jogging, so he's a little gimpy, but he is running off the field, not walking. So he will probably be back, you would guess. By the way, Delta in that third quarter had no first downs, no yards rushing, but they did score a touchdown. Whiteside 2-for-2 for 26 yards in the TD.
First and goal, Glenwood. Mills in the backfield to the left of Lundeen. Takes the snap. Hands it off the hill. Left side. He's upended, flipped over. Almost did a John Elway.
Just short of the goal line. Ball spotted on about
he
the
went
6-inch line.
Heels second overhead. Got inside the one. Second and goal. Inside the one. 27-7 Demons. Holmberg still on the sidelines.
This drive started at the Glenwood 26.
Under center is Lundeen. Takes it in the end zone.
Touchdown.
Is he in? Yes,
Lundeen.
Touchdown. Glenwood, Travis Lundeen with his third touchdown of the night. He lined up in the shotgun, quickly came under center.
Brings the score to Glenwood 33, Delta 7.
Tapped his center on the 16. Thigh and said, let's
touchdown
go.
Touchdown dive by Travis Lundeen.
Good blocking up front, and the Demons now lead 33-7.
Lundeen has one rushing touchdown and one passing.
And again, our kicker, number 20, is who?
Zach Thomas.
Zach Thomas.
According to what was written down for me by one of the fans here in the booth.
Carbajal's had a great year, but it's going to be Zach Thomas. The left-footed kicker puts it through.
Extra point by Thomas.
With 10:53 to go.
The score to
in the
34.
Ball game, it is Glenwood 34, Delta 7.
Delta
this is KMTS.
This would be a good time to recognize the offensive line for that.
And we're back to Stuebler Memorial Field. 10:53 to go in the ball game. It is now Glenwood 34, Delta 7. Quarterback keeper by Travis Lundeen for about a half yard.
That drive, of course, started about 4 minutes into the with to go in the third quarter, and it wound up taking 15 plays to go 74 yards, 5 minutes and 34 seconds.
Here's the kick from Thomas, taking it to 6.
Black fields the ball, looking for some running room, brought down by Bear.
It's a flying throw? No. Someone's yellow cleats. Chris Black on the return. Carries up to the 27-yard line.
I'll bet it's not 27 degrees out here.
Demons have the ball first and 10 from the 26.
Glenwood.
Well, we might see the second unit out there on offense next series, depending on what Delta does here.
Number 24, the ball carrier, Standish.
Standish on the carry. Short game.
Backed up by Fedorov and Lowe. Pickup of 2 yards on the play.
Second down and 8 for Delta.
Standish had 50 second yards in the first half and did not carry the ball in the third quarter.
Taylor Smith with the lone Delta touchdown is wide left. Pitch play, sweep to the left. And a flag is thrown.
Flag on the play. Number 27, the ball carrier.
22,
Robert Williams.
Zach Decker with the carry. He had to hurdle a blocker who fell down in front of him. And a flag was thrown after he was tackled. Play. Holding against
holding
Delta.
Is the call against the Panthers.
34-7, Glenwood with the commanding lead. The Panthers will be go backwards 10 yards. Yeah, I lost my connection again, so. Coming up on the 10-minute mark here in the ball game. Whiteside rolls to his right. Here comes the pressure. Backside shovel pass. Goes nowhere. Garrett Lowe on the tackle. Chris Lopez with the shovel pass. Garrett Lowe with a great tackle.
Bring up fourth and 11.
Fourth down 11, and the Panthers have to punt it away.
Mills back to receive.
Michael Mills deep to receive. Punt is away. End over end kick taken by Mills at the 40. Mills stiff arms a man and brought down by the horse collar. That should be a penalty. Taylor Smith showing a little attitude there. Didn't like the stiff arm and grabbed Mills by the horse collar. It looked like he got him by the helmet. Right in front of the referee, no flag.
We haven't seen that play called much.
No.
Last year it was called a lot. I think that may have been the first year for it. It might have been the year before. It's a relatively new penalty.
Now 6-2 Cardinals, bottom of the seventh. In game 7. Skip Schumacher up to the plate for St. Louis. Mike Gonzalez now pitching for the Rangers. Glenwood calls timeout. We'll take a break. 9:04 to go in the ballgame. 34-7 Demons over Delta. This is KMTS. John Forrestall now in the game for the Demons at quarterback. 9:04 to go in the ballgame. 34-7 Glenwood. Demons first and 10 at their own 45. Going left to right. Forrestall takes the snap. Hands it off to Jake Bear. Jake Bear makes some nifty moves, following his blockers across the 50 down to the 49 of Delta.
Territory to the 49-yard line. Going to bring up second and 4 for the Demons from the 49.
8:47 to go in the game. Demons up 34-7. Looking to win their 4th in a row. Triple in motion. Forrestall takes the snap. Hands it off to Bear. Bear goes left, cuts it right.
Bear did a
bear crawl, literally.
Slipped down. Behind
good hand work by Jake Bear to pick up a yard there. Third down and short.
On the 48.
Third down and 2 for the Demons. Triple in motion. First off the snap, low snap, drops it, picks it up, and is. Has to fall on it, and he's dropped for a 8-yard loss. Unfortunate break there, so Delta will get the ball. 7:45 to go in the game, Demons up 34-7.
Bring up 4th and 9 for the Demons.
Lundeen evidently out of the game now for the rest of the remainder of it. Went 9 for 12, passing 113 yards and a touchdown. Ran the ball 15 times, 71 yards, and 2 TDs.
Sorensen gets a good snap. On his way, no pressure, low punt. End over end takes a tough bounce. Delta's going to let this one go. Smith will just watch it. And it'll be blown dead at the 15 and make it the 14-yard line. 34-7 Glenwood, 7:13 to go in the ball game. So the Demons are going to improve to 5-4 overall, 4-2 in the Western Slope. Quite a turnaround for Glenwood after a rough start. Again, no update from Stoker Stadium in Grand Junction. Last we heard, 28-19 Rifle in the third. There's a sweep to the left side. Decker.
Number 24.
I'm sorry, that was Standish on the carry.
Now it's Standish.
The carry's up to the 25-yard line. First and 10 Delta. They've been able to move the ball fairly effectively and consistently,
first
but then, as we mentioned throughout the games,
25.
Mental errors have cost them. White side, die play on the right side to Decker.
Zach Decker, the ball carrier, stacked up by a plethora of Demons on the left side of the line. Pick up of
carries up to the 30, gain of 5, second and 5.
Second and 5, Panthers.
6:30 to go in the game. 34-7 Glenwood. Wide left is Colin Frazier. White side and a keeper left on the left side. Brought down by three Demon tacklers.
White side.
Including Michael Mills. Dan Miller.
Followed up by Mills and Fedorov.
Bring up there as well.
Yards on the play out to the 34-yard line. Bring up a third and one for the Panthers.
Third down and one for Delta. 34-7 Glenwood.
This Delta team does not look capable of upsetting Palisade.
No.
So if the Bulldogs can, it's probably the end of Glenwood's.
Whiteside lost the ball, and it's in the hands of a Glenwood defender.
The ball was
squirted loose on the exchange, and I think Glenwood has it. No indication yet. It is recovered by Delta.
3 yards
wow.
On the play back to the 31-yard line. Fourth and four from the 31. Mills will be back to receive for the Demons. Back to punt, Chris Lopez, number 25 for the Panthers.
Lopez back to punt for Delta. 5 minutes to go in the game. 34-7.
Delta just trying to run out the clock, it looks like.
Mills calls for fair catch.
And there was contact. There should have been a flag.
Yeah.
Mills.
He's
Mills
supposed to be able to catch that ball without anybody running into
him. 41-yard line. Demons will take over. First and 10.
Glenwood up 34-7 with 4:58 to go in the game. Well, it's kind of a fickle wireless signal.
Has there been a timeout? The Glenwood coaches are on the field huddling up with the defense. Yet Delta is just standing there at the ball.
Remember last week at the Eagle Valley?
Yeah. The
after the third quarter, this is extended
dance routine
yeah.
Would not end.
The players and the coaches are going, what's going on? The music just wouldn't stop. Forstall, quarterback. Hands off to Bear. Sweep left side. Look at Bear. Turn on the jets. Jake Bear to the left sideline. Has a first down. No, he may be a yard short. Looks like they're going to mark him at the 50. Jake Bear.
Right on the 50-yard line.
Again, I just... Hands off to Jake.
Second one for the defense from the 50.
It's so dependable.
He
does anything you ask him.
Yeah, he's had a productive year running the football. Over 90 yards in just 12 carries. Averaging about eight yards a carry. He's close to that tonight.
Second and one. Holmberg back in there at left tackle. That's good to see. Forrestall, quarterback in relief of Lundeen. Takes a snap. Movement before the snap. No flag. Jake Bear breaks a couple of tackles, spins, and he's going to be brought down for a yard loss. That'll bring a third and two.
By a pride of Panthers. Loss of about a yard on the play.
Did you hear Mike Wilder? A pride of Panthers.
Oh. Nice. They probably had that ready for the whole game.
That's
third
right.
To use it.
Ball on the better hurry up.
Thirty-four, seven, Demons. 4:15 to go in the game. Third and two. Triple in motion. Forrestall with a snap, fakes it, wants to run, and he has the first down. Second effort by John Forrestall. Nice job.
To about the first.
Kept the legs churning. Followed his lineman. Picked up the first.
We'll take a look at the spot. First down, Glenwood. First and 10 from the 49-yard line.
Under 4 minutes to go. 3:55 to go in the game. Clock continues to run. 34-7 Demons. Hand out to Bear. Bear is just hammered. So he gets to the line of scrimmage. Hand down to 9. Thirty-four-seven Demons.
Timeout.
And timeout called by Glenwood. 3:02 to go in the ball game. Demons up big. 34-7 over Delta. This is KMTS. 34-7. Back to Stuebler Memorial Field. Glenwood over Delta. 34-7 with 3:02 to go. In looking for an update here from Stoker Stadium. Rifle and Palisade in a, last we heard, a tight ball game, but no update yet. Second down and 9 for the Demons after that timeout. Forrestall, quarterback. Man in motion. Oh, we had movement before the snap. It's Caden Sorensen jumping.
He's one chance to play in the backfield
yeah.
Other than punting.
Oops.
He was holding his head. Saying, oh,
procedure
no.
Penalty on the Demons. We'll move the ball back 5 yards.
Okay.
Just
Palisade 25.
The
48-yard line. Well, the rifle continues to roll.
Forrestall fakes the handoff, rolls to his right, pump fake. Escapes the pressure, keeps running, runs into the defense, and is dropped for a loss.
The line of scrimmage by number 20, Jordan.
The yard, and it's going to bring a third down at about 14.
Third and 14 for the Demons.
36-25 rifle, fourth quarter. 36-25 rifle. Eight minutes to go for it.
Third and 14 for Glenwood. Demons up 34-7, 2:20 to go. Forrestall takes the shotgun snap, hands it off to Jake Bear, runs right into the defense. Brandon Campbell trying to drive
Bear
it into
the
turf. And
met by a trio of Panthers at the line.
Campbell is a big boy.
God, the referees mercifully blew the whistle before he could drive Jake to the turf. He was pushing him backwards. Said, your forward
score
progress
from Palisade,
is over.
Rifle 39. Palisade 25, 8 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. 36-25.
Fourth down and 11. Sorensen takes the snap in and whistles blow and flags fly. And
procedure penalty against the Demons.
Then we call for a procedure there.
Move the ball back 5 yards.
Well, Olathe big over Aspen. Listen to this, 40-14. That's going to hurt. Well, Aspen really hurt their chances last week losing to Coleridge. Roaring Fork leading Grand Valley 12-7. 34-7 our score here with minute 46 to go in the game. Glenwood with the lead over Delta. Sorensen takes a high snap, gets the punt away. Pretty good punt. Drops to the 30, rolls to the 20, the 15, rolls to the 11-yard line.
That punt will roll dead at the 12-yard line where the Panthers will take over. First and 10.
Colorado Prep's post-game show of all the scores from around the state. And again, Palisade and Glenwood, or Palisade and Rifle in a real shootout there at Stoker, but Rifle's got the lead 36-25. That's at the 8-minute mark in the game. Whiteside at quarterback. Die play right side.
Pickup of 3 yards on the play, out to the 15-yard line. Ball carried by Standish.
Standish on the carry.
Second and 7 from
the 15. So Del's only touchdown, fourth and 10. The desperation heave. Caught by Taylor Smith from Whiteside. Why accept the ordinary, whether it's one lighting fixture or a house full of luminaries, one come into Sober's Lighting for great savings throughout the store. Sober's Lighting supports the Glenwood Demons. Whiteside rolling to his right to throw, sets up, fires downfield. Beautiful pass. Smith catches it at the 40. Smith, one man to beat, little head fake there. And finally brought down, a touchdown saving tackle.
Smith, number 8, Adams with the tackle at the
Cole Adams with the tackle.
First and 10, Panthers at the 31.
It's pretty much a second team defense in there for Glenwood. Exception of a few players.
It was a 55-yard completion.
It's a good looking pass from Whiteside to Smith, his favorite receiver. Cole Adams sticking with it, made the tackle. 45 seconds left in the game. White side, back to throw, rolling to his left. Gets protection, throws, caught by Smith.
Pass complete to Smith.
Now where were these plays?
Adams again with the tackle.
Adams on the tackle, Smith assisted carries it up to the 15-yard line. Gourmet coffee, hot and cold specialty sandwiches, wraps, salads, and take and bake entrees like lasagna down. And enchiladas. Brighten your day with a sunny tummy, compliments of Sunshine's Deli in Glenwood Springs on the way to Ski Sunlight. Next to Mountain Market.
Delta.
For a sunny tummy, call Sunshine's Deli today, 945-1303, 945-1303. Timeout Delta. We'll keep it right here. 36 seconds to go in the game. 34-7 Glenwood. Again, from Stoker Stadium. 36-25, Rifle leading Palisade in the fourth. So if Rifle holds on to win there, they'll clinch the Western Slope Championship. Whiteside rolling to his right. Gets blockers. Throws. Complete. To
pass
number 11.
To Whiteside.
The other Whiteside.
Yep, Ryan Whiteside.
Run out of bounds.
30 seconds left.
Delta Mike Sorensen.
Looking to get a garbage time touchdown
right
here.
At the 5-yard line. First and goal, Panthers.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 6-2 St. Louis. In game 7 of the World Series. White side, straight back, throws, caught, wide open in the end zone. Smith for the touchdown, his second touchdown catch of the night.
Touchdown strike for the Panthers. Whiteside to Smith brings the score to Glenwood.
It's now 34-13.
Number 13 with Glenwood. 24 seconds left to go in the game.
Smith has caught 2 touchdown passes now.
Yep.
From Mitchell Whiteside.
Miguel Ramirez on to attempt the extra point. This kid's got a leg. Watching him in warm-ups, he was booting him from about 35. Good snap, placement, kick is up.
Kick is
and
up.
He drills it through.
And the kick is good by number
so 24 three, seconds Miguel to go in the game. Ramirez. The Demons up by 20, 34-14. This is KMTS.
34.
Back to Stubler Memorial Field. 24 seconds to go in the game. 34-14. Glenwood with the lead over Delta. Delta scored a Touchdown there, white side to Taylor Smith. 5-yard TD pass, extra point was good.
And I imagine we'll see an onside kick here.
Onside and Smith have hooked up twice tonight.
It doesn't look like Glenwood's anticipating an onside. They just have a regular formation, although the middle line is creeping up a little bit in anticipation of maybe a chip. Yep, here it comes.
And
it's not going to go 10. Well, maybe it did. Barely.
Scramble for the ball. Delta saying they have it.
Winkler was down on the ground looking for it, but it may not have gone 10 yards.
It's Glenwood ball.
Yeah.
First and 10, Glenwood from the 40.
Oh, now they're reversing it.
Delta
ball.
50-yard line.
Okay.
Well, you think that Glenwood would anticipate.
Yeah.
All the parents in the stands said, watch out for the onside. It's going to be onside.
Yeah, but they had just a regular formation going there.
Yeah. Right side under center, right at the 50-yard line, rolling to his right. Sets up, throws downfield. It is intercepted. Bounced off the hands of.
Pass picked off by number six.
By Chase and Chase Antonelli.
And I incorrectly identified him last week as Bob Antonelli's son. He's actually Bob's nephew, his sister Tara's son. And a nice job by Derek.
And the Demons can take the victory formation. Went off of Grant Fagan's hands, off his chest protector, actually. And Antonelli there to get the deflection for the pick. And John Forrestall gets to do the honors on senior night.
He's gotten to kneel down a few times
since
going to the backup QB role. As Glenwood's won impressively, 28-7 over Eagle Valley, 43-0.
Forrestall takes a knee, and that will be the ball game.
34-14 over Moffitt, and now
34-14 over Delta. As the Demons win their fourth in a row, and now go to 4-2 in the Western Slope. We'll take a timeout. We'll wrap things up in just a moment from Stuber. 34-14 Glenwood over Delta. This is KMTS.
Thank you to the Delta.
Back to Stuber Memorial Field. The Glenwood Demons close out the home part of the season with a big win. 34-14 over the Delta Panthers on senior night. 16 seniors saying so long to this historic old field. Demons took advantage of Delta mistakes and got the 20-point win. Glenwood scoring first in the first quarter. 1:10 to go in the first. Henry Hill, a 4-yard touchdown run. Zach Thomas, PAT was good. 7-0. Henry Hill scored again, a 4-yard TD run. That was after a 34-yard run by Hill. PAT was no good. 13-0 Glenwood. Glenwood scored in the second quarter. Again, a minute 24 to go in the second. Lundeen, a 5-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion failed. 19-0 Glenwood. That was the score at half. In the third quarter, with 7:09 to go in the third, Lundeen, a third and goal from the 22-yard line. Lundeen, a 22-yard pass to Austin Tribble. Waiting for it at the one. Fell in the end zone for the TD. The 2-point conversion was good. 27-0 Glenwood. And then Delta scored on a 4th and 10 with 4:32 to go in the third. Mitchell Whiteside, a 21-yard touchdown pass to Taylor Smith. PAT was good, 27-7. Lundeen hooked up a quarterback keeper from the half-yard line with the fourth quarter just underway. 1-yard touchdown plunge. Zach Thomas, PAT was good, 34-7. At that point, and then Delta scored with 24 seconds left in the game. Whiteside to Smith. Second time they hooked up for a touchdown pass. 5-yard TD pass. PAT good. 34-14 the final. So Glenwood, with the victory, improves to 4-2 in the league. And 5-4 overall. And we'll close out the regular season next week. Showdown at Bear Stadium with the Rifle Bears. And Jack will have the call that game. He'll be aided by, ooh, look at this. Oh, my. Oh, my. A minute to go in the fourth. Rifle 36, Palisade 33.
They went for two, and they got it.
Yeah.
Did Palisade. But they've got to recover an onside kick and kick a field goal in order to tie it. But still, that does make it exciting. If Palisade can pull out a miracle, then Glenwood can make the playoffs with a win in Rifle. But,
Battle Mountain over Steamboat, 61-22.
So that's not surprising.
Yeah, and then Moffat County 39, Eagle Valley 7. So stay tuned to KMTS, and Kevin Schaefer will have updates, scores from around the state, and the Colorado Prep Scoreboard Show coming up after our broadcast. I want to thank our sponsors of high school football coverage on KMTS, brought to you by Mountain Air Mechanical, McDonald's, Flooring America, Bishop Plumbing and Heating, Berthet Motors, Carbondale Insurance Service, Summit Paint and Decorating, Napa of Carbondale, Soper Sliding, Megatech LLC, Sunshine Deli, Chelsea Wedding and Events, Carl Ciani State Farm Insurance, and Got You Covered. Again, our final score, Glenwood over Delta, 34-14. And last we heard, it was Rifle leading Palisade 36-33 in the closing seconds of the fourth quarter. And again, it sounds like the St. Louis Cardinals up on the Texas Rangers in the eighth inning, 6-2. So an exciting time of year, and we're glad you could join us here on KMTS. Again, Jack Jabor will have the call next week as Glenwood travels to Rifle. And I think you're going to have an assistant, someone to help you out with stats. And
I hope so.
Gabe will be there to help you set up the equipment. And I'm going to be in Boulder at Folsom Field. I'll be listening on my computer following that game as well.
Well, it's always a fun game between Rifle and Glenwood.
Yep.
Even if there isn't anything on the line. Yeah.